you talk to the skeptics, but, and I do believe that will be most of the audience that watch this video, but there will be some people that have experienced some of these things that they know that what you're saying is true, regardless of what parts of your story, some people have experienced these things. What would you say to these people specifically?
I would say, number one, if you aren't born again, you need to get born again. You need to come into the kingdom of God and come out of the kingdom of darkness. That's the main thing. Now, if you've done that and you still are struggling with various things, because there's a whole, you know, like I didn't really get free until I went through some deliverance with the pastor and his wife from the Four Square Church. That was way back in like 1988. You know, you need to do that. You probably need to go through deliverance. If you've been a witch, if you've been a medium, if you've been a Satanist, you're going to have lots of demonic stuff. And different people have different theology about this. Some people think, oh, you get born again, all the demons are gone. Well, that's not been my experience. And we've prayed for thousands of people to be set free from the demonic. And most of them are Christian. I'll tell you, since your last broadcast of this, the first one, I bet I've gotten 300, you know, emails and messages on Facebook or whatever. People, I can't find anybody that does deliverance within 100 miles of my where I live. Can you point me somewhere? There are so few pastors or whatever you want to call them, ministers that do this because they're scared of it. They'd rather send people to a psychologist or a psychiatrist. And that's a total abdication of what Christ told his church to do, to set the captives free, you know. So I would say, I mean, you know, contact us. We can't possibly minister to all of these people. I wish we could, but that's why we wrote the book. That's why people can get the prayers that we have used literally thousands of times to set people free. I mean, there's nothing magical about them, but they were hammered out through years of experience, these prayers. And we'll be happy to send them to anybody for free, because it's not, you know, like I tell people, it's not me and my wife, it's Yeshua, Jesus Christ, who sets people free. There's nothing, you know, the only thing that makes me kind of unique is my background and the fact that I know a lot more about the dark side of things than the typical pastor, which is not their fault. I mean, they should know the gospel. They should know the Bible. But it is good to have people like me and others that are survivors of the occult that can kind of lead the way, because some people don't understand. Like they think things like Harry Potter is totally harmless. They think that all of these, you know, occult video games are totally harmless. And I tell people I'm kind of like the canary in the coal mine, because I've been touched by the dark wings of Satan. And I want to keep as many young people, especially, away from that stuff.